The market, well, it's been at record highs, and yet a lot of people are wondering if it can stay there. Well, there's always trouble in the market, and we're going to be looking for it now. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Because no matter what the market conditions are, there are attractive stocks and dangerous stocks. And these market conditions, well, they have been that there have been a few things that have been driving the market. And there have been lots of things that have been kind of lackluster. But there's a big difference between, yeah, it's kind of not great, and it's dangerous. And a lot of that difference, well, it shows up in the way that New Constructs does its research. It is forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. And they dig in at the bottom. They work from the grassroots level at the footnotes and work their way up. And the idea here is that from the top down, you might get a picture that it's not quite accurate. They ask a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is possible. If the picture is misleading, then a stock that looks attractive on the surface level, it's dangerous when you've dug in. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. They blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more information there. David Trainer is the president of New Constructs and the company's founder. David, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Chuck. It's good to be here.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Investors that don't read footnotes.
Danger, danger.
This is New Constructs 101, right?
Yes.
We don't want to turn this into a giant sales pitch, but the idea is if you don't read the footnotes, think maybe I should go hire New Constructs. They're reading the footnotes, but there's a little more to it than this is our standard warning, isn't there?
Yeah, Chuck, I think one of the things we're turning our attention toward is providing our readers and your listeners with some more concrete, specific examples of exactly how, where, when, and why we are reading footnotes and why that matters. I think we've talked in kind of grander terms about how we're doing this work, and we've referred to some independent studies by Ernst & Young, Harvard Business School, MIT Sloan that corroborate all that. But in conversations recently with professors that are rigorously digging through our data and digging through S&P's data offerings and doing this robust apples-to-apples comparison that they're required to do in order to get the paper published in a peer-reviewed journal, we've been fielding some really interesting questions, you know, where they're saying, you know, how can you do this and how can S&P operating profits or CompuStat or income before extraordinary items, how do they do this? Like, what are you doing here? And so we decided we would take some of these answers we provided to the professors and turn it into a report, because if it's instructive to people who have spent the last 2 years of their life doing this robust comparison and effectively proving to the world that our data set is novel and better, it would be interesting to your listeners as well.
So let's dig into a concrete example. We're almost burying the lead because there's a really good story here.
Yeah. This is from a question that we got from the professors at Harvard Business School around some really unusual disclosures in Ford's 2006 10-K. I realize this is not going to be affecting anybody's portfolio today necessarily because it's in the past, but it just represents an example of how confusing and complex it is to get the numbers right, not just because the numbers are showing up in multiple places, the MD&A and the footnotes, but they're repeated in certain places. And so you got to know enough about how this data is structured and how it's disclosed and what the rules are to know where to get the right answer. We lay out point by point how to understand the impact of $4.9 billion or $2.60 a share, really 50% of Ford's earnings per share, in a way that no one else provides.
Let's talk about how this all worked out, because you think footnotes, you're thinking, how big a deal could it be? But almost $5 billion in terms of impact on Ford.
Yeah, $4.9 billion. And so we show core earnings of negative $7.7 billion. They show net income of negative $12.6 billion. And we see this all the time. We wrote another report on another company recently that, and this is happening today in today's market a ton, companies are taking a lot of unnecessary, unusual write-downs in order to make current earnings look worse so that they can do what? show better comps on the backside, show higher earnings growth, get more momentum investors. So the assessment of accurate earnings matters on so many levels, not just when companies are overstating, but also when they're understating, and understanding it back through time so that whatever comp you're using today is accurate. It's really a comp on the core unadulterated earnings of the business.
Let's bring it back to the basic idea here of the people in the danger zone are the ones that are not looking at footnotes. We can make an assumption. There is a set of the investing public, a large set, that even if we said read the footnotes, they'd use them as some way to make sure that they get a good night's sleep. They wouldn't understand what they're looking at. I mean, I can tell you, I'm a pretty educated investor at this point in my life. I can sometimes look at the footnotes and go, oof, that's a little tough to get through, or am I sure I'm looking at the right thing? So obviously, on the one hand, this could be a pitch for let's go use new constructs. But the other side is, when somebody comes to you with a stock pitch, you've got a broker, you're talking to them, they say, hey, I think this would be a good addition to your portfolio. Is the question you should be asking them at that point, hey, have you been through the footnotes? Is there anything here that is unusual? And you may not be expecting an answer, and Lord knows they could bluff you if you haven't read the footnotes yourself. But if they haven't looked, or if they say, yeah, you know, I don't worry about the footnotes, they've told you everything you need to know?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Chuck. I mean, make sure that anybody offering you advice is doing their diligence. And there's, I think, another aspect to it as well. Don't just take yes for an answer. If they've done the work, they should be able to show it to you. And that's a big thing that we find with our institutional clients and in our institutional marketing. A lot of people out there claiming to do the work we do. A lot of people claim to have robust models, but they want to be black boxish about it. They don't want to show you what they've done. They want to charge you a ton of money to explain the examples. You know, like, for example, in the book Beyond Earnings, right? The folks at Credit Suisse say, oh, yeah, well, here's all these adjustments. If you want to see an example, though, you got to contact us. It's not the same with new constructs. Anyone who's read any of our reports will show you exactly how we make the adjustments we make for every individual company. And this week's report goes into deep detail on how we make a very specific adjustment for one company. Because if you've done the work, it's easy to show it. If you haven't done the work, it's hard to show it because you can't, because you haven't actually done it. So it's not just enough to get them to say, yes, I've done the footnotes work. They should be able to show you. They should be proud to show you, because it's inconsequentially easy to show the work if you've done it.
And I have to say, you know, I've obviously looked at the Danger Zone posts that you guys do, all the things that you put up on the site. This one is particularly interesting. I mean, seriously, folks, if you have always heard us talk about, you know, footnotes matter and everything else, but you've never gone to check it out, go check out the blog this week at New Constructs, where it talks about Ford and where, again, folks who don't read footnotes, they're in the danger zone. David, great stuff. Thanks as always.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president at New Constructs. The website, newconstructs.com. The Twitter handle, at New Constructs. Follow them. Check it out. Again, go see the blog. Money Life will be right back. Stick around. The home stretch is on us.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.